Hi, I'm Mike McCarthy, and welcome to Talks with Test Meter, a series helping make sense of all things test and measurement. This week, we're focusing on the changing landscape of the solar PV industry and how test equipment is evolving alongside it. For this topic, we've invited along a product specialist from one of the UK's most well-respected test equipment manufacturers. Joining us this episode is Seawood's Head of Product Management, Nathan Barwell. Nice to see you, Nathan. Thanks for joining me today.
Hi, Mike. Yeah, good to be here. Thank you very much for having us down to talk about the PV industry and our new products.
Well, you're welcome. But firstly, for those who don't know, can you tell me a little bit about Seawood's history in the solar PV sector?
Yeah, sure. I mean, Seawood as a company have been around over 40 years now. And I guess in its early days, it was known for voltage indicators. And probably where it's most well known in the UK right now is the PAT testing industry. But PV was something we noticed very early on as going to become a huge part of the T&M industry. And the then head of the company, Rod Taylor, really wanted to invest in the PV technologies, making sure we had a product that was suitable for the installers of that time. It was true at the time that, you know, most of the test and measurement around PV was done with kind of single instruments, multimeters, clamp meters, and that provided certain challenges for the installer from both being able to measure what they needed, but also safety. So at that time, we really heavily invested in the engineering setup for the PV, to the point where I remember we actually annexed a group of the engineers off, rented a completely different space about 20 miles away from the Seawood offices, just so they could be completely focused on delivering a new PV instrument. And at that time, around 2011, we developed the first PV kind of multifunction tester, if you like, the PV 100. As it was known at that time. That product had all of the core elements to installation and commissioning of a PV system. So that was continuity measurements, insulation resistance measurements, open circuit voltage, short circuit current measurements. And that product really, really became popular for us to the point where we then started to invest in what's next, what do we do? And that led to kind of more operation and maintenance type measurements, which really then bore the PV 200 series, which added the IV curve capability to the Seawood product offering. And then kind of later on around 2016, we moved more towards the utility scale installation side of things with the release of the Solar Utility Pro. The key point at that time was systems were moving up in voltages, more current. We needed a 40 amp solution. And that product was born really from that kind of environment of needing a more capable high current tester for the utility scale installations. So it's really been a huge growth area for Seawood as a business, a huge growth area for test and measurement as a whole, really in the entire industry, and one that we're proud to have been at the forefront of at the time, and continue to want to develop and support this market, because it's not going anywhere. Renewable energy, particularly PV, is just growing at a huge rate, and yeah, we're proud to be part of that industry.
As far as test meter go, obviously Seawood are one of the biggest players, yep, within the solar industry, and I've been with the company for quite some time, and Seawood have always been, yep, at the forefront. So it's fantastic to have you here today. The size and scale of the UK solar market has continued to grow significantly. Can you talk a little bit about how that impacts customer demands for testing?
I suppose the number one kind of driver for, you know, technology and test instrument really is the more need for more energy, more power, more voltage, more current. You know, it's the area that the PV panel manufacturers are striving for is to produce more on a smaller scale, but with more current, more voltage, so they can generate more energy, feed that into the grid. And that's really where the demands on us as test equipment manufacturers start to come in. So we now have 1500 volt systems, 40 amp systems. We, you know, the need to test quicker, more efficiently, while these solar farms are growing at huge rates is becoming really important for the installer. Now, that's not without its challenges, because as manufacturers of test equipment, every time the voltage steps up, that means potentially there's issues in the product that we have to address. From a pure design point of view, there are things like creepages and clearances. So as the voltage step from kind of 1,000 volts to 1,500 volts, the spacing of components now have to be wider apart because you have to have that clearance for safety. So yeah, it does provide kind of huge challenges for us, as well as then the need for the installer themselves, who wants more data. He has to provide the information, because a lot of installs now are on a commercial basis. So yeah, return on investment is an important part of the reason that someone decides to put a solar field in the first place. So having access to that data, being able to test safely, quickly, is really important to our customers. With that comes further challenges in the fact that as we've moved to kind of provide these more efficient solar modules and installs, we've seen the likes of high efficiency modules coming into play. We've seen the phenomenon of bifacial panels, where either side of the panel is actually capable of generating kind of power. But that provides certain challenges that we've started to see over the years. And a lot of that is around power dissipation and capacitance. So one of the challenges we see as a manufacturer of test equipment is dissipating that power. And that comes from when we do measurements such as the short circuit current. So the short circuit current is a measure of how well how much current the panel can generate. And it's a key specification point that a manufacturer of a solar panel would put on the rating plate of the actual solar panel. So part of the performance measurements is to measure the short circuit current when you're installing it and see how close you are to what the manufacturer is suggesting it should pull. And there's various reasons why that may not be the amount of sunlight at the time of testing, etc. But that's really one of our gauge points. But when we short circuit the panel in order to do the testing, one of the challenges we face is that you get a huge inrush current at the time you short circuit together. And to give you a kind of idea of scale of that, our engineers, when we were developing the products, were seeing kind of inrush currents of hundreds of amps. So we have to dissipate that power within the instrument at the time we do the testing. And that's one of the biggest technical challenges we faced moving into kind of our new product developments. So having to tackle that was an interesting point for our engineering team.
Yeah, I can imagine. I mean, talking of new product developments, obviously, yes, we're sat here with a new product in front of us.
So yes.
Can you tell us a little bit about that and how it's sort of come to market and who it's for?
Yeah, sure. I mean, so yeah, to introduce it, the official product name is the PV1525. And that 1525 number is born from some of its characteristics. So from a top level specification point of view, I kind of mentioned, you know, systems now around 1500 volts. So the 1.5 is meant to symbolize 1500, and the 25 is to represent the amount of current that this thing is capable of measuring. So 25 amp short circuit current is the top spec. As well as that, we've added 1500 volts insulation resistance, because again, as panels have moved up in voltages, you have to test the insulation at a voltage greater than its kind of system. So added a 1500 volts system to that. Really, yeah, the product was born from the need for this higher capability of systems. We really aim this product at kind of the more commercial residential side of things, but we understand that the modern installer has to go to some farms. So we really wanted to develop a product that was capable across many kind of situations that today's installers would find themselves in. In terms of what's new, there's a lot, you know, as well as the team working on things such as color screen. So it's our first PV instrument with a color graphical display that allows us to do much more in terms of making the user interface flow very nicely. And that was one of our kind of key challenges when we decided to develop the product, was we have a mantra at Seawood about making it easy to keep people safe. So everything we think about is how the workflow for the user is very simple. How can they quickly get to what they want to do, which ultimately is test the thing that they're there to test. So we worked a lot on the user interface, making sure that was really simple to use, but gave the user the power that they needed. We also developed things such as over-the-air updates. So the PV1525 system is designed to work in conjunction with a mobile app. So that will be available on all major platforms, Android, Apple, for example. And that companion app is both a method of extracting data from the device. So again, the modern installer wants to be able to get the data potentially back to his office as quick as possible. It's also true that not always the installer is the one comparing the readings. So the quicker they can get it back to the office, the quicker someone can analyze it. So the app can extract the data from the tester, but also it can communicate to the tester. So one of the things we were really keen about doing is making sure that the new generation of testers are capable of being updated in the field. So that gives us a lot of advantages. One, we can add new features. So as our customers are telling us, oh, it'd be really great if it could do this, or we could log this bit of information, we can create firmware updates, send them to a cloud-based system. The app will interact with the cloud and the tester, understand whether it's got a firmware update and allow the user then to update that. So it allows us to do that as well as keeping the unit as fresh as it needs to be. We can, you know, the user doesn't now have to return it to service to do firmware updates. We can do that out in the field as and when they need it. So yeah, for us, it was that. And then the other thing to challenge was this inrush current problem. How do we tackle that side of things? Again, we can't have infinite amounts of current, but one of the things we decided to invest in and the engineers spent a lot of time developing was what we call a dynamic suppression system for inrush. So what I mean by that is the tester effectively, when we start the short circuit current test off, it very rapidly starts to monitor any inrush current. And if it detects a high inrush current, what it starts to do is actually suppress that inrush spike. Now, effectively, this is all about dissipating power. We can dissipate power as it naturally happens, which is just a very quick spike, very high power, but over a very short period of time. But that causes problems. What we do in our system is actually dissipate that over a slower period of time. So we suppress it, allow it to dissipate over a shorter or a longer period of time, which then allows the lack of heat buildup, allows us to suppress that down to a point that we can then continue on and test. It's been a lot of work. That's one of the major things kind of the engineers have really spent time on with this product. But we are confident that that will now allow us to test far more systems than we've ever been able to test kind of with our previous iterations of testers. So it's something we think will really benefit the installer out in the field in real world conditions.
That's brilliant. I mean, it sounds like it's had a lot of thought put into it.
Yes. Yeah. It's been a labor of love of mine and our engineering team and many of Seaward and our partners that we've come and spoke to, the likes of TestMeter, to find out what customers really want and need in a new tester. So yeah, it's been a labor of love for many people, and we're really excited to get out and in our customers' hands.
That's great. Obviously, the PV1525 actually comes as part of a kit, doesn't it? So can you tell me a little bit about the accessories that you get with that?
Yeah, no problem. The aim for us was really to provide everything that the installer might need whilst out performing testing. So with that, in terms of what the user would get within the kit, obviously the instrument itself, all the test leads that they would need to make connections, both to panels and to kind of maybe some of the more terminal type connections. We also have included in our irradiance meter, which we've iterated upon from the previous version. So with that, we now use a new communication system between the two. And what that's meant is we've got a much, much larger range. We're specifying a 200 meter range between the two devices. But I know from experience, we've gone over 300 meters and the two have still communicated. Wow. And where that's quite important is, you know, sometimes these strings are long, you know, and we wanted to make sure that we had enough range for our customers to be able to have the irradiance meter at the string end, even if they needed to walk to the far end to actually connect up the PV tester and actually make the connection. So that's all new. The way it pairs and connects is all new. We also include in there a clamp meter, which isn't unsurprising because our previous kits had a clamp meter in them. The difference is now we've decided to make that wireless. So the communication between the two is via a Bluetooth connection. And the reason we did that is kind of twofold, really. One, so the user isn't necessarily tied to a short wire between the two. But one of the other things we noticed when we were out with the engineers actually watching them in preparation for developing a new product is many of them had a clamp meter with a screen on, and they were using that to just check the tails were dead before they made disconnections. Now, that was possible with our old device, but you still needed the device and this because it didn't have a display. So very early on, we recognized that actually if we had a device that talked wirelessly and had its own display, then that solves maybe the need for the engineer to spend more money on another piece of kit, but also it solved both the challenges we faced and they faced. So that really made a difference. Also included in the kit will be things such as a mounting bracket, so they can attach the irradiance meter to the clamp to the panel, along with a SolarCert software license. So we have the app. The app will be able to download, and the user will be able to see the results and produce very simple reports. But if they want more detailed reports or IEC approved reports, they can then easily transfer that data via the app, either send it via email, WhatsApp, you know, the usual ways of getting data we do nowadays, across to somebody else or across to their laptop, in which case they can simply then get professional looking IEC standard reports that they can give to their customers. Excellent. So yeah, effectively we think we're giving everything that the installer might need within one handy bag.
No, that's excellent. So can you tell me a little bit about how Seaward and Testmeter, I suppose, help solar and renewable companies in the UK considering the PV1525?
Yeah, sure. I mean, Seaward as a company have a range of sales team out on the road. We're always happy to meet with our customers. If they want demonstrations, we're happy to do that. Again, in partnership with our partners like Testmeter, we can do that in conjunction with them, whether that's in person on a site if someone wanted to see it, or Teams meetings. You know, we're happy to demonstrate over Teams. We have the capabilities to do these sort of online demonstrations, as well as kind of dedicated helplines. And yeah, if the customer needs us, we're available.
Sure. I mean, from a test meter perspective, I know that that our dedicated sales team is very technically astute with these products. So being able to work with our partners like Seaward on this sort of demo is fantastic. From a test meter point of view, obviously, we do have a dedicated sales team as well who can help run through options with customers. And alongside our partners such as Seaward, we can provide product demos. If that's not convenient, we also provide a try before you buy offering where customers are able to hire the equipment for a limited time, and then the cost of that hire is actually removed from the product if they choose to buy it. So it's a good way of allowing customers to get their hands on the product at their own convenience.
I agree. I think any time that, you know, if you, especially for contractors where maybe it's their own money they're spending, you know, any chance for them to get the answers they need or be able to experience the product before they decide to make is a great solution for them. It really helps with that entire buying process, and yeah, we'll definitely give them the confidence that they're getting the meter that they want.
Thanks, Nathan, for joining me today. If you'd like to learn more about Seaward Solar Solutions, please visit our website or get in touch, and we'll be more than happy to help. Thanks for tuning in today, and I hope you'll join us again soon.